Girl talk.
There we go, girl talk. Oh.
Let them try 16. Give us a call. If you were as equally as devastated as we were last night, we were devo watching Heather be kicked off The Bachelor.
Yeah, look, this has affected Australia. I know it's the girl talk segment, and primarily girls are going to be emotional here. But it's an absolute bombshell. I'm probably a rating stunt. She was the one!
Yeah, and you know what you say that. It's not just chicks that were really devastated by that. Karen from Tumbee has given us a bell. Karen, your partner was almost close to tears last night watching The Bachelor?
Yeah, and let's hope he's not listening while he's driving to work also. But I have to say, look, I was a little bit upset about it, and I'm very analytical. Like, I can see that, you know, they would have been a great couple together. It would have been a really beautiful story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my partner's sitting on the lounge there, and he's on Twitter. I don't do Twitter. And Osha, the host, wrote something to the words of effect that you could see Heather went to another place and then he had to call her name. I don't know if you remembered that part of the...
Yeah.
When you were watching her, she just kind of like, she went away with the fairies for a moment. Anyway, he wrote that down and my partner's reading it. He says, oh, you got to read this. I can't read it. And I thought he couldn't read it because he was laughing. He had tears and then he started to cry. And
oh, my God.
I started to laugh because when people cry, my reaction is I laugh.
Oh, sure. Karen, your hubby sounds like an absolute gem. He couldn't read the tweet through his own tears.
So sensitive. He's crying to an Osha tweet. That's an extraordinarily emotional moment for him. We're going to quickly go to Kim in Tuggerah. Kim in Tuggerah, you're emotional even now. It's about 12 hours on. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just, she gave hope to all us girls like that.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that she was so vulnerable, Kim, she didn't have a family, she was nervous about it, and then she got booted off after that. I thought, I was like, oh, it's an awkward time to leave.
And she took him to where she, like, threw her father's ashes out, and it was just so sad.
Yeah.
And just sitting there, just crying. My parents were looking at me, like, laughing their heads off. But here I am, just sobbing uncontrollably, but just full-on tears down the face.
Yeah, thank you.
So sad.
We're going to leave you there, and we'll obviously have a counsellor on standby for you. 1311, whatever that number is.
14,
no, thank you. But now, this is the one I find most interesting because she's a good friend of the show. She took to Twitter last night, uncontrollably emotional, and she expressed a deep desire to join a breakfast show this morning so she could share her emotions. You're going to know her from a bunch of shows. Ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy Swan.
Oh, thank you for giving me an this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, Chrissy, the floor is yours, darling. Please take over the Byron and Christy show. It can be a monologue if you like.
Look, I don't even know where to start. To begin with, how brutal was it?
It was devastating.
Absolutely devastating. I actually met The Bachelor yesterday morning, and had I known what he had planned for us this evening, I would have punched him in the gut. which is essentially what he did to us last night.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I really thought Lana would go because you can't come in that late and take it out. You just can't.
That's an intruder if you're not watching. She's an intruder. She's come out of nowhere. She wears a weird beanie. She's trouble. I don't like her.
And Chrissy, I know you go through different stages of grief. Like first you're angry and you're angry at Sam the Bachelor. Are you angry at Lana? Because a lot of people were taking their frustrations out on her. How do you feel about it?
No, look, it's not her fault. No. The blame lies squarely with them. And you know what? This is what is upsetting to me is that, you know, your first caller said it. You know, she nearly got it across the line for all the girls like us, you know, and all this friend zone business. What a load of crap. I think, you know what? You need to be old like me to realise that is actually the key. That is the key. And he had it in his hand at a young age.
Okay.
And he blew it.
Okay.
He blew it.
Chrissy's clearly feeling it. She's obviously still working through this. I'm glad we've been able to help her to some level here, Chrissy. How can you bounce back? I mean, I don't know, footy finals this weekend or something. How are you going to get your mind off it? Clearly it's distressing.
I'm not. I'm going to obsess and obsess until the bachelorette starts. And you know what? Heather needs to be the bachelorette. She needs to be series
two. Does she ever?
Okay. Yep.
I think
yes,
she
because then she gets like 20 guys that like her already. This is the key.
Okay, good stuff, Chrissy. Sam Frost is locked in, but perhaps for the second season, Heather could indeed be the bachelorette. Chrissy Swan, thank you. You did tremendous work on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and we loved giving you that chance to vent. Thank you.
Thank you. I really mean it. I've been driving the streets just wanting to speak to people on the footpath.
Chrissy,
hey,
let's just talk it through.
We'll put you on hold.
I really appreciate it.
We'll keep talking about it after.
We have a team of bachelor counsellors, and we'll put you on hold so you can work through it. Thank you very much. It is 8:48. What is the best nightclub on the Central Coast? Best of the Coast. Big announcement next.